Thank you so much. I think most of you know that, same as you, we start by using automatic identification systems data to analyze traffic counts in Ireland. We're going to continue to do so. We made really good progress there. All our code will actually be by end of June available on GitHub, so any other statistical office could reproduce our work using the UN Global Platform. Same as the mobile phone data, there is a UN working group on IES data. So that's a subgroup we've been involved. We wanted to work with mobile phone data, but we had the problem about paying for data, and management board made the decision that we will not pay for data. So we use some sample data that we can analyze in the tourism section at the moment, but it's at the moment only with tourism. And we're also using traffic count data, and I'm going to present on this tomorrow. But what I wanted to share my experience on, Alex put the question up, a lot of this work is done, and we see experimental statistics, but we don't see it used in official statistics. And we really try to change that in Ireland. And there are three things we've done, which we found are barriers we need to address in order to produce official statistics. So I just wanted to share that. So number one is we created the infrastructure for a big data hub so that, yes, we can analyze big data now. We can get them, as long as we get the data into the CSO, we now have the infrastructure to analyze them. That was very important. So we need, management board had to convince the IT area to invest into that. The second one is where I did a lot of work in, because I was able to analyze the traffic count data with my team, but then publishing them. We need to have quality guidelines in place for using big data in official statistics. So that was, again, something we worked together with a quality section of the Central Statistics Office in Ireland to put guidance around it, because there weren't any documents available how we report on using big data, because all statistical offices need to have their methods published on the website, and this all done in the standardized form, and we had to change this form using big data. And the third one is now a big thing we're debating in the Central Statistics Office is, are we allowed to publish automation without any human input? So for example, with our traffic count data, we get the data directly from the provider, get them into the CSO. I've written all the code to analyze the data, but could we? In theory, we can link it and directly have faster indicators our website. But should we do that, or should we have human input looking at anything we publish now needs to sign off for digital communication at the Central Statistics Office? So the question is, can we cut this? Can we trust the automation? Because obviously there could be problems with the raw data and so on. So these are just my experience with wanted to share, because I think in order for these work to become official statistics, it's not just the cost or understanding the data. I found all the infrastructure in your institution needs to be willing to work with big data and put the stepping stone in place.